It is 9:50. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. And as we wrap up 2024 and look ahead to the new year, what are some of the new laws we should be aware of? CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is joining us right now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Debbie and Tom. Good hearing your voices.
We've been hearing about social media restrictions for minors. I mean, particularly Australia, they went all out. But are there going to be new laws regarding that here?
12 states has passed legislation that requires restrictions for minors on social media and certain websites, which includes usage, content moderation, age verification. Without age verification, you don't get access. This doesn't affect email or text, but it affects all social media. If you're under 14, you cannot open a TikTok account, period. You have to prove that you're 14. Between 14 and 15, you can open up social media accounts, but only with parental consent. And content moderation, meaning, porn or anything like that, you have to be at least 18. And the FTC has sort of stepped in. This is a $50,000 fine for every violation. So it's been a big mistake if you forget it, some kid that's all of a sudden on your platform, it's $50,000. There are some lawsuits challenging that on First Amendment grounds. There's one lawsuit that says, hey, this deprives people of education. There's things that you could learn from, but you can't do it because you're too young. But this is, it's going in, some are January, some are in July. But this is a huge, the idea is that there's mental health issues related to the internet. The statistics that were shocking to me, that under 18, kids under 18, over 9 hours a day are online.
And certainly don't look at any social media platforms while you're driving. These new hands-free driving laws will be enforced starting tomorrow, Thane. We talked to Corporal Dallas Thompson from the Missouri State Highway Patrol about it a little earlier on the show. My question to you is, have we seen successes in these states that have already enforced these laws?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, here's the weakness. I don't know what your guest said about this. I'd be curious because he's a pro. But apparently the way it works is it's a second offense, which means if you're a policeman and you see me driving and I'm on my phone, whether talking or texting, you can't actually pull me over for that. You have to pull me over because I was weaving or driving recklessly, or my tailpipe was broke, or you feared that I was speeding, or I ran a red light or a stop sign. You can't just pull someone over for that. So that is a limited aspect of the enforcement. But the statistics, the insurance company, Tom, have all said that the number of accidents that are traceable to phones is extraordinary. And by the way, you know what the hands-free means? You can't have the phone anywhere near you. That means if it's it can't be available in the passenger seat. It can't be sitting there. It's not like they have to catch you texting. If you get stopped and they see your phone drugs. If they see your phone next to you in any way, you would be ticketed.
Ooh, that's an important point, Thane, because
huge.
Not your cup holder, not the passenger seat.
Exactly.
Nowhere near you.
I see it. Oh, just to say no temptations.
Wow.
Oh, I got to just send a note to my kid. No, you cannot do that. And if you have it near you, we're going to assume that's what you're doing.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the minimum wage. I know the minimum wage is going up in Missouri and Illinois, so I imagine other places as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that progressives have been saying is very important from the beginning, and so they're taking a harder look at this. Inflation obviously has had a role to play in this. This is sort of I would think from the Biden administration, a departure that they feel good about, that there will be finally an increase in the minimum wage. Doesn't include all states, but it does include federal employees. And so it will make a difference for some people. They'll definitely have a bigger paycheck. There's something, other thing, one last thing, I don't know if you know that I can leave you with, is the smash and grab law in California, which I think is of enormous interest. California's passed Californians passed the Proposition 636 that it basically enhances the penalties for not just homelessness and drug addiction, but also includes the kind of theft that we saw at drug stores and Apple stores, which now receive much greater enhanced sentences. Before, we saw that you weren't getting sentenced at all because it was considered too small.
And finally, Thane, yesterday, President-elect Donald Trump lost a bid to overturn a $5 million judgment against him for sexual abuse and defamation in the E. Jean Carroll case. What is next for that case?
Well, there's a second piece to that. Remember, there was the one that was $83 million, and there was the one that was $5 million. So he still has the $83 million. That's why it came up to around $90 million. The cases are almost identical. The difference was the defamation in one instance took place before he was president, and the second one took place while he was president, but the allegations are the same. My guess is that he's going to still appeal the larger one. The issues around civil penalties with presidents are very different from criminal penalties. Even the Supreme Court has said, that you can bring lawsuits, some kinds of lawsuits against former presidents. In this case, this was a sexual assault. Remember, this is the exact same case that resulted in the ABC News defamation payment that they paid Donald Trump, because in that case, they reported that he had committed rape. And this case is for sexual assault. It wasn't rape.
Well, Thane, I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve. I'm not sure if you have wild plans or you'll be in early, but
no.
We wish you the best.
Debbie, you know me. I'm home.
Well, sometimes Tom and I were saying, sometimes here in the Midwest, we may watch the ball drop in New York and be like, okay, well, that's it. Time
all
to
right,
go to
kids.
Bed. It's 11.
Kids, time
hey,
to go
guys,
to bed.
I've lived here my whole life. I've never seen it. You could almost see it from my window. I don't see it. I never looked. I've never been there.
Well, Happy New Year. We always appreciate the
you
time.
You too.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum with CBS joining us here on KMOX.
We-